Okay. I'm going to call us back into order. The time is 12:04 and let's see. We have Congressman Potts on the line, Jimmy Aldridge, APC Walker, and Phil Baker. Sorry, I can't see the Shank.
You got that.
Okay. And that's our lawyer for DOI litigation? Okay. All of it? Okay, so we're getting information from the executive branch from Candy Thomas that all of this needs to be an executive session. Congresswoman Rebar.
Well, before we go into executive session, I think there are things that we could speak about before we do, which is let's talk about what it is we're talking about. So why don't we have someone from executive talk about what has happened, like the timeline, that there was litigation filed in the court and what that litigation is about, not necessarily where we are, but what it was about, because that is public record.
Okay, executive, I don't disagree with that.
That's the very question we have our attorney here to answer, because he's done the filing.
Okay, well then we'll hear from the attorney of, if you can just get, provide a overview of this litigation in open session. Phil?
Very well, thank you. I assume you can all hear me?
We can.
Okay, if at any point you cannot, please interrupt me. Let's see, good afternoon to you all. I am a partner at Holland & Knight. We represent the Osage Nation in some litigation with the Department of the U.S. Department of the Interior. I'm happy to join you, and I will try to speak briefly at the outset before you determine to go into executive session on the timing and the nature of the litigation. The litigation at issue is in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C., where I practice. It's in federal court, and it arises from an impasse in negotiations between the nation executive branch and the Department of the Interior over the assumption of certain programs, functions, services, and activities formerly administered by the United States on behalf of Osage Nation and its citizens. The authority for those negotiations and assumptions, I imagine Congress and others in the audience are familiar with, is in the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act, which is an act first enacted by the United States Congress in 1975. It's been amended in a series of substantive amendments since 1975, all of them designed to facilitate tribal assumptions of federal operations. And with the assumption of the operation, program, service, function, activity, comes the money that the feds have used to spend to do those, what we call PSFAs, programs, services, functions, or activities. I want to see. Between BIA and the nation had been ongoing for many years, meeting some resistance. On the part of some of the negotiators for the United States. In the fall of 2023, when under the act, a tribe has the unilateral right, which it may exercise, to declare there to be an impasse that further negotiations in the view of the tribe are will be fruitless and enables, authorizes, as a matter of federal law, a tribe to file what's called a final offer. So that was done in the fall of 2023. This litigation, the response of the Interior Department was that the final offer was not complete, that there was no impasse, and they kind of threw the kitchen sink in, including they're not authorized to negotiate any further assumptions. So there was an impasse, even though they said there wasn't. In the aftermath of that, when that happens, a tribe may, as the Osage Nation did, file suit in federal court, which it did in March of 2024. The nation sought discovery because, which is normal in these cases, discovery of the United States files to show that the U.S. has agreed in many, many other cases where other tribes have asked for the same program, services, functions, or activities. They've handed them over, but in the case of Osage, they said they would not. So as a matter of basic fairness and equity, the nation asked for discovery. The defendants resisted that. That is to say, the United States, the court heard oral argument on motions for summary judgment, which had been filed on the limited question of jurisdiction, again thrown up as a technical hurdle by the lawyers for the United States. And after hearing those arguments, after the briefs were filed and oral arguments had, the court decided before he would resolve the question of whether and how much discovery would be permitted. He wanted the parties to try to negotiate again. And so negotiations were recommenced in March of 2020. His order was entered on March 26th of 2025. And the order said the parties should go back and negotiate and report back to the court on or before June 24th. In May, the nation and the BIA resumed negotiations and concluded them once again. This time, the United States, on the record, had to agree that the negotiations had been concluded. At that point, a joint motion on the status of negotiations was filed, in which the nation raised again its statement that the court should order discovery in the matter to proceed. And it is at this point we have not heard from, as of today, or an hour ago, as of today, we've not heard back from the court. The court has taken that under advisement. There's nothing, no oral arguments are scheduled. The matter pending before the court is whether or not a discovery should be ordered. Assuming that it will, which is in the normal case, we'll be reporting back to the executive branch on that. So that's the procedure and the backdrop for the litigation.
Okay, members, any questions while we're in open session? No? Okay. All right, then let's move to executive session.
Make a motion. We go into executive session.
Sure. Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. All right, we are entering executive session. We'll give the clerk a minute.